London, 1957. A woman. A painting. The sense of greeting an old friend. The woman has travelled a long way to stand here, in a cavernous room of the National Gallery. Crowds ebb like shoals of fish around her, heels flitting against the polished wooden floor, but the woman does not move. She stands straight and still, a folded raincoat over one arm. She does not take her eyes from the painting. It is a large canvas, wide and tall, with an ornate golden frame. The colours are vivid. The paint is thick like glue. She could reach out a hand and run her fingertip over the cragged surface if she wanted, but she does not. Her eyes shift to a plaque affixed to the wall. Édouard Tartuffe, 1859 to 1921. Les Festins, The Feast, 1920. Oil on canvas. The feast depicts a table laden with food, some half-eaten, some rotting, but nobody present. The colours are characteristic of Tartuffe's bright, luminous palette, and the painting showcases the distinctive brushwork which earned him the name Master of Light. Particular skill is shown in the reflections in the wine glasses and the smear of butter on a silver knife. The table is laid for 13, which has led some to suggest it is an allegory of the Last Supper. The uneaten feast can be seen to represent the futility of decadence after the First World War, as well as lives interrupted and pleasure wasted. The feast is the only painting to survive the fire that destroyed Tartuffe's studio in 1920. A smile flickers across the woman's face. She remembers the fire. She remembers the stacks of paintings buckling among dancing amber flames. She remembers the acrid smell of smoke and melting varnish. A wall of heat. Paint evaporating into fumes. She remembers this painting too. She remembers the feast cracking down the middle, fire lapping at its edges. She remembers orange tongues eating at the canvas until wine glasses and melon halves and slices of ham were reduced to nothing but dry black curlicues on the studio floor. She remembers the fire swallowing the feast whole. And most of all, she remembers setting the blaze.